Will the House Local Government Committee come to order? Would the secretary please do the roll call?
This is House Local Government, January 19th, 2017. Chair Grief?
Here.
Vice Chair Mandeville?
Here.
Vice Chair Swanson?
Excused.
Representative Abbott?
Here.
Representative Bishop?
Here.
Representative Curtis?
Here.
Representative Custer?
Here.
Representative Dunwell?
Here.
Representative Fern?
Here.
Representative Fitzgerald?
Excused.
Representative Garner?
Excused.
Representative Grubbs?
Here.
Representative Gunderson?
Here.
Representative Heyman?
Here.
Representative Adam Hertz?
Here.
Representative Karjala?
Here.
Representative Kelker?
Here.
Representative Lavin?
Excused.
Representative Skies?
Here.
Representative Trebus?
Here.
Representative Usher? Representative Weber?
Here.
Representative Zolnikov?
Excused.
Okay, committee, a quorum is present. Executive action is what's scheduled for today, and that would be on House Bill 200. Before we actually open and start on that, so just a brief comment as we kind of think back on our discussion from last week and hearing this and the edification for all of us of that broad topic, and it turned out to be very fascinating and quite a learning curve. And then since then, I think a lot of us have gotten emails and have dug into this and learned quite a bit. And Representative Curtis, for one, that has done that. So as we go forward, if this comes up again, there's some of you that have information now that will be of benefit to all of us. So appreciate that. So with that said, we will open executive action on House Bill 200. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, fellow committee members, I would make a motion to do pass on House Bill 200.
Committee, you've heard the motion. Let's open for discussion on the bill. Discussion on Representative Fern.
Mr. Chairman, fellow committee members, since the time we had our hearing on this, I'm hoping many of you have received some of the same correspondence that I have. It's been really enlightening. There was a question and answer that went around. I felt I had homework assigned by you folks to go back to the people who are experts in this, and many of those experts were not able to make it, and say, here are some clarifications we need, here are some endorsements we need, and I think it's really important this happened. You know, I don't know, again, if you have this, but I have endorsement from Insured Titles of Northwest Montana. I have an endorsement from Glacier Bank. And to paraphrase, especially with the Kalispell model of 50 homes, they believe this is a win-win situation. It's been good business for them, and it's really dealt effectively with the affordable housing issue we have. It provides moderate and lower income home ownership. So I feel like, at least personally, I've received the answers I need. But if there are any further questions or statements, or Representative Curtis, if you've discovered some things too, it's a good time to share. But I would love to see this, you know, go forward onto the floor for additional questions if necessary, and then over to the Senate. Thank you.
So I see a hand up down on that end of the row, which I think is the cartel section. And Representative Kelker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My understanding, despite all of the interest in all that we looked into things, really all we're being asked to do is to approve this pretty simple definition. And I have found no reason not to do that. So it's been beneficial I think, for us to learn about this option. But really, all we're doing is providing the avenue for folks to use that definition correctly, I presume, in the future. Is that correct?
Yes. Thank you, Representative Kelker. Others? Okay. Let's go to Representative Hertz first, then we'll come to Representative Fern.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I support the motion. I think there's really little harm in defining a community land trust. I actually don't see a lot of upside either, but the folks that say it needs to happen think it needs to happen, then I think it makes sense. I'm familiar with the product, so to speak. Not a super sold on it personally, but again, I don't really see any downside to defining it in state law. If the industry folks think that it's going to clarify some issues that they've had.
Representative Hertz, thank you. Next, Representative Fern, and then Representative Mandeville.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In answer to your observation, Representative Kelker, it was also important for them to differentiate, for reasons I'm not exactly sure of condominiums. So essentially what we're doing is we're saying the LCTs, LCTs are not condominiums, and they're recognized in state code.
Representative Mandeville.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With due respect to the representative from Whitefish, I'm going to be a no on this. Like has been mentioned, there's probably no harm in this bill. I don't see any boogeymen. I also don't really see any need for the bill, any compelling need. For that reason, I will be a no. It's not that I'm against the idea, if we're going to move forward as a legislature with the idea of community land trust, I'd rather it be fleshed out a bit more and actually put into a part of the law where it can actually do more good. And maybe that place is the Unit Ownership Act. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's another land use section. So I will be a no for that reason. Though I do not see any boogeymen in this bill.
Okay, Representative Mandeville, thank you. Are there others? So I'm going to see Representative Usher and then Skies.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have in my notes that there was a need and there were some issues with title companies, bank institutions, and some other organizations that needed this in our law so they could actually classify things under the definition. With that said, the only issue I have, and I brought it up during the time of the hearing, was in the definition, and of course I'm not an attorney. It talks about a nonprofit organization, and I believe that they satisfied that because I asked if the land tax, property tax was still going to be paid, and they said yes, and obviously in this definition it does not clarify that, but so.
Thank you, Representative Usher. Representative Skies.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, it was me that led us so far afield, and I apologize. I think we're guardians of the code, and I don't want to have superfluous code or code that isn't written well, and then we come back to it and try and fix it next cycle because we're in charge of what happens today. I can't speak for what happens to tomorrow. And I'm glad we got involved because I contacted the mayor of Whitefish, and he gave me some great information. And there was a lot of folks that wanted to weigh in on this issue. And like the good representative from Whitefish said, they were unable to attend. But I'm sure all of us got the inundated information. The reason that this is inside the code language for a condo is because the condo is the closest thing to this. And that the property is held in common, but the individual units are privately owned. And so that's why this is going to be in this code. And the reason I'm going to support it today is because there are some pending sales that will require this definition. And since it has an immediate effect date, it won't stop those processes. My concerns still remain, though, and I'm afraid to vote against it and kill this in committee because I think it maybe needs to get out. But I have voiced those concerns with the good representative and the NMAR folks back home. My primary concerns are the language that protects the homeowner is only found in the writing of the grant on the 501c. There are no protections for the consumer in Montana law. So if the, of course, I'm a big believer in caveat emptor. If you're, you know, buyer beware, if you're going to buy a structure and you're not reading all the language in your contract, it's not necessarily government's job to make you read, you know, how you're going to spend your money. And so I think those issues can be resolved through the interim, and we will be able to put some additional information in there that will protect the homeowners of Montana. So I will vote for it.
Thank you. Others? Others? Question. Okay. Question has been called for. I think we're okay to... Let's just do a voice vote on this. I don't think we need to clarify for all of us. So, voice vote. All those in favor of House Bill 200, as we have discussed and seen, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Mandeville opposed. Senator Heyman, or Senator, Representative Heyman, you have a look of a senator somehow. That. Representative Heyman, would you pull the microphone over where we can get that recorded?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a proxy vote for Representative Swanson, and she is a yes vote.
Okay, and Vice Chair Mandeville, proxy votes?
Representative Fitzgerald votes aye by proxy. Representative Garner votes aye by proxy. Representative Lavin votes aye by proxy. Representative Zolnikoff votes no by proxy.
Okay. We have those recorded? All right. The bill, House Bill 200, passes. And that concludes our business for the day. Thank you very much, committee, for helping us do this and get another one started here. We do have some bills coming at us next week, and your chairman may have a bill to present here next week, so we'll oh no. And with that, we close the hearing on local government for today.